It's a beautiful day in the Twin Cities, temperatures in the 60s, and a perfect fall Sunday for football as the 4-2 Minnesota Vikings host the 4-2 Arizona Cardinals at Mall of America Field. The Minnesota Vikings are back home for two games within 1 week, so let's win them both and improve to 6-2. This is Vikings Football Sunday. It's the Vikings and the Arizona Cardinals at about noon today.
Nice job. Nice job.
Okay, baby.
Good job, baby.
Take
it. All right, I'll see you down there, all right?
Okay.
Yep. Cheerleaders. I'm predicting Jared Allen sets an NFL record today. Would you like to know what it is?
Go ahead.
He's sitting on four safeties, tied for the most in the history of the NFL.
Okay.
I'm predicting he gets number five today.
Mike?
No response needed.
Mike?
Just remember the prediction came an hour and change before the game.
I will concede that you've called the shot.
Thank you. God bless you, man. Good luck, all right?
Good luck today.
Let's go, cousin. Let's go, cousin.
That hurt. Jeez. Let's go. I like that. God, I like that. Oh, my God. Ah, that hurt. He stepped on my toe. God. Okay, for those of you listening to Vikings Football Sunday, still coming to today's Cardinals game, bring non-perishable items. Why? Welcome to Vikings Football Sunday. It's the Vikings and the Arizona Cardinals about an hour from now. And out on the west side of the plaza, Mike Musman with Vikings Football Sunday. Jamel Fleming, 23. Jamel Fleming, 23. Jamel Fleming. Adrian Wilson, 24. Adrian Wilson, 24, 12th year North Carolina State. One of only 12 safeties in the National Football League with at least 20 sacks and 20 interceptions, Adrian Wilson. Very nice. Just me up here now. The Cardinals are starting to come out on the field. And like when we played Detroit, Green Bay, or Chicago, you know, I mean, I've seen Urlacher a million times. He's 54. I got Lance Briggs, you Matt Forte, even Brandon Marshall. For the Packers, you got all those numbers pretty much memorized. We've already played the Lions once. But when you play a team specifically from the AFC, not like today, but when you play a team from a different division, you know, you want to memorize the numbers before I go back on the radio at 30 minutes before the game. But right now, I'll match the roster with the binoculars and just try to start memorizing the numbers. So therefore, I don't always have to look at the roster. I don't always have to look down at the depth chart.
Now, let's go live to Mall of America Field, along with former Vikings Pete Bursich and Greg Coleman. Here with the call of today's game, the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Okay, good afternoon to you with Pete Bursich. I'm Paul Allen on the sidelines for that beautiful and patented pregame preach. It's Greg Coleman. Here he comes. Boom! And 4-2 football is in the air. Percy Harvin, 3 yards deep, comes out. He heads to the middle of the field, to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Cuts back to the right. Goodbye! Percy Harvin inside the 40. 30. Touchdown! It's 103, and it's the 6th kick return touchdown in Percy Harvin's career. Wait, is there a flag on the field, Pete? Is that a flag at the 25?
I formation on 1st and 10, handoff Adrian to the left, steps up to the right across the 10 to the 5, Bulldogs to the end zone! Touchdown! 13-yard touchdown by Adrian Peterson. His first touchdown in more than a month. No flags on the play this time. And the Minnesota Vikings grab a 6-0 lead. Third and goal. Ponder out of the shotgun. He'll dump right. Caught Percy at the 3. Leaps through the end zone. Touchdown! It's a Minnesota Vikings touchdown. Ponder to Percy. And the Vikings lead 13-7. And Adrian Peterson runs the Minnesota Vikings to a 5-2 record. 8-yard run by Adrian Peterson. And he'll finish with 22 carries and 153 yards. The most productive rushing performance of the season by Adrian Peterson gallops the Minnesota Vikings to a 5-2 record. The final score, Minnesota 21, Arizona 14. And this is Minnesota Vikings football.